Welcome to The Good Stuff with the Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of the Wine Growers. We are here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
Yes, we are.
And have you been enjoying wine? It sounds like you've been enjoying wine and maybe, I don't know, tobacco products or rocks? Or...
Okay, just ignore the raspiness in my voice. It's a result of so much excitement and champion of Sonoma County wines and our farmers. You know, eventually your voice just gives out, as I've learned.
Completely.
I know.
All right.
I'm drinking lots of water, and I find Chardonnay is a great support for sore throats.
For sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Chardonnay,
and then brandy. And then brandy.
Brandy.
Brandy's good too.
Yeah. Tequila, you know.
Tequila, huh? Hadn't tried that.
Okay, well, don't try that right now. All right. Well, let's talk about that. I mean,
I know. So I'm fresh off of my first ever visit to the World Ag Expo this week. And let me tell you, it is like, not only is it acres and acres of equipment and sort of vehicles and support for ag, but it is literally a farmer's paradise. Like, this is where I can imagine and did get to see just like our farmers become giddy kids at all of the access to large machinery, frankly. So, I mean, they may love their wine, but they love their tractors.
And
like,
more.
They love, yeah. love, like, yeah. All capital letters, love their tractors. And we were there, which I'm sure was going to be your next question. Why were you there, Carissa?
Well, before that, I was wondering, it's in Tulare, is that
Tulare,
right?
Yeah.
Tulare, okay.
Yeah.
And if I really...
The heartbeat of agriculture
exactly.
in California. So.
And if I really remember, I think Gail Dutton and Mel Sanchetti had some funny stories about driving to the World Ag Expo.
No, they did. I know. And yes, they did, because that's what farmers do.
Right.
There's really no easy way to get there, so you road trip.
You road trip. Okay, so I wonder if
Four and a half hours.
If your road trip was different than their road trip.
I think it was a little different and a little faster, because I was with my husband, who drives incredibly fast. So I think that is also part of our treat.
Is that because he couldn't wait to see the tractors?
He could not wait. He could not.
All right.
Yes.
All
like
right.
everything. He only has one pace, and that is fast.
Fast. Okay.
Yes. So there you
okay.
go.
Well, what was so exciting about the World Ag Expo?
Well, we went because we were invited by our brand new collaborator, John Deere. Speaking of tractors and all things green, green for sustainability and green for John Deere now. A couple weeks ago at our annual meeting, we were finally able to unveil a collaboration that had been 6 months in the works with John Deere. And they are a part now of our Farm of the Future initiative and are going to help our local farmers kind of really work with them to understand what they need to be innovative and look at mechanization, look at being able to reduce their inputs like spray materials and others through using, frankly, more AI and more technology on their vineyards. So we are beyond excited.
Well, and it's a big deal because also John Deere, you know,
they're a big company.
A big company.
Worldwide. Global, yes. And a really big deal. So it started, a couple years ago, we announced a collaboration with Ford Motor Company and Ford Pro, and we piloted kind of going electric on our ranches here. And through that, we kind of had this inspiration for, well, Ford Motor Company would come here and invest in our local farmers. Who else would want to sort of take that leap with us and really invest in what is considered a high-value crop or a specialty crop, where most of ag investment goes to the Midwest into corn, soybeans, sort of what I would say bigger ag or commodity-based ag. And so we hosted a Farm of the Future Summit, which you were a part of, this past summer in 2023. And we're so fortunate to get John Deere to join us. And coming out of that, it was a fast track to this new collaboration. So, and we're still working through all the details, but part of going to Tulare and the World Ag Expo was to sit down with their leadership team again and kind of work through the deal, starting the kind of the conversation. And ahead in 2024 is us really piloting their new Smart Apply technology across 6, 7, 8 ranches. We're still figuring that out. And they're making us a strategic partner, which means every farmer in Sonoma County is going to have discounts towards John Deere equipment and tractors, which is a huge win. And I think over years, going to add up to millions of dollars of sort of savings and support from John Deere to our local farmers.
Do you think radio hosts can get a discount too?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, you're under the Sonoma County Wine Grower umbrella, so absolutely. Yeah. I don't know what kind of discount you got on like a push lawnmower, but I'm sure it's something.
Right. I was thinking riding mower.
Riding mower, or a gator maybe. Those are always fun.
Yeah, that might be fun. Okay, well, I think the whole thing sounds amazing. The road trip could be a movie.
It could be. We could just do a movie of everyone's road trip to Tulare.
I think, yeah. Past, present, future.
Exactly.
So when we come back, we are actually going to be talking a little bit about movies.
Yes, we are. Whoa, good transition.
I pulled that out.
I love it.
All right. When we come back, we will introduce our guests. On the good stuff, and today we have two great guests, and we are, you know, the movie comment was not completely random and out of the blue. One of our guests is Catherine Hecht. She is the founder and executive director of AV Film, and she will be telling us a lot more about that. But let's see. I think what I liked most about her bio, I will say, is that she was featured as a lady boss in Forbes magazine at some point. So
what's not to love about that?
That's cool.
That's super cool.
That's really cool. And then joining us also is Alan Baker, who is a board member on with AV Film and is also co-owner of Cartograph Wines based in Healdsburg. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a great intersection of wine and the arts, which honestly, I feel like we haven't done as good of a job as we should in telling that story in Sonoma County, because we are so blessed and rich with an arts community that is absolutely thriving. And so I'm very excited to have you both on. And Al and I also are on the Green Music Center board together,
yes. Yep.
Alan newly. So I think there's just a lot going on with the arts community right now in Sonoma County. So maybe, Catherine, we'll start with you and just a little bit of your background and what the heck are you up to? Catherine Hecht. Do you see how I played that off? But well done. See, now I won't slap the, you know,
don't
there
slap
you go.
The table.
I won't slap the table.
Well, first of all, it is really cool to be with you two. I have so enjoyed getting to know the two of you over the last little bit, and so grateful that we have the opportunity to chat a little bit about the intersection of ag and wine and community and art and how all those things really come to play, how they come to bear to those of us who live here and work here and visit here. It really is a rich community, and mm-hmm. it's got so many different facets to it that all complement each other. And again, that word intersection, I think, is so key. And I come from an arts background and I acted professionally in New York for a number of years. And when I left the acting business, I got into communications, specifically with nonprofits. Found myself working in public education, and then my husband had a wild hair, and we left New York for him to come and reopen the Clover Theater in Cloverdale, which is a four-screen cinema, which had a really great 10-year run, unfortunately closed. COVID really got the better of it, but it closed back in October. And in that effort, and my work with the arts and public education and communications, and seeing the Clover and how it was operating and serving a tiny little town, kind of put 2 and 5 together and
got 100.
Yeah, got to 100 and decided that arts education, specifically for our kids in public schools, was an excellent investment and worthy of my full time. There's a big gap in arts education, and we just saw some profound legislature come through with Prop 28, which is going to be putting some arts education funding back in public schools. It is going to take some time to roll out, but you know, there is this historical gap because, as we all know, I mean, arts were the first things cut as kids in our public schools, and so making that the focus, and then really celebrating the art of making movies and conversation around movies. And then that really starts to get into this intersectionality of abundance and growing and ag and wine and art. And they're very complementary of one another. And so naturally, here we are, and some of our biggest champions are artists in ag and growing amazing grapes and crafting amazing wines. And so we're really championing this vision of how to improve lives through art, using movies, integrity, purpose, community, and all those things, how they touch us in our communities with one another and especially and our visitors. That's why our visitors want to come. I think they really sense that.
Well, I would say yes, 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 and yes to all of those things. Yes. So I think I'm in. And I think, and what a great champion you have in our other guest today, Alan Baker with Carter Graff Wines. And we've had the chance to get to know each other a little bit over the past couple
absolutely.
Of years. But maybe just jump in and tell a little bit about you and Serena and your Carter Graff, and then we'll figure out how we tie all those intersections together.
Yeah, so my wife, Serena Laurie, and I own Carter Graff. And, you know, as a kid who grew up in Iowa in a John Deere town, I'm super excited that I get a discount on another tractor.
Yes.
Can't wait. But in that little town, you know, we didn't have access to the outside world very much, and movies was the one kind of place where we got that.
Yes.
And so when Serena and I discovered the AV Film Festival, which I hope you can talk a little bit about, Catherine, we were just blown away at how amazing the festival was. And then when we lost our theater in Healdsburg, Catherine reached out almost immediately, and we started brainstorming about ways that she and other folks could save it. And it turns out she came up with a really visionary plan to create something really special in Healdsburg. And we just, Serena and I believed wholeheartedly in her and her team. So we dove in early, and that initial opening of theater has turned into a really amazing project that is based on education and arts and just really, it's a bigger idea than just a theater.
Wait, you skipped a whole thing. So you're in Iowa, and then did you possibly road trip out to California?
I did. I did eventually.
Via Tulare.
I was just wondering.
Via Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Yeah. That's maybe a little more picturesque.
I was working in public radio in the Twin Cities, so I was a radio producer, and just got bit by the wine bug. And so in 2005, I threw the kayak on top of the Volvo and drove to Healdsburg and started knocking on doors. So really that's it. This is obviously a second career for myself, and both Serena also is a second career. She was a psych nurse in her previous career. So I just got bit by the bug and dove in and started knocking on doors, and eventually in 2006 made my first commercial wines, and we moved to Healdsburg and launched Carter Graff in 2010. So that's our home.
And why'd you name it Carter Graff?
So we had the logo before we had the name, and it's really this globe, and on it there are five places that got Serena and I both into wine and how we met and started making wine as a couple. And so we had all this globe and map stuff going on, so we took cartography and dropped the Y.
Got it.
So that's where it comes from.
Well, there you go. And I do think we now need to have a movie about road tripping.
I know.
In wine and
the
ag.
Kayak,
I mean,
on a Volvo.
Yeah, sort of like what's your wine road trip, right? I mean, that's like that. Maybe we could debut it at the AV, the new theater.
Yeah,
so we should find out more about that. Maybe.
Yeah,
is that called Sideways?
No.
I mean, we might be going sideways, but that is yes.
No, it's going to be upright or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Upright. Featuring Merlot. Lots of Merlot.
Save Merlot.
SaveMerlot.com.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a step back on AV Film, and there was a festival associated with that. So. And AV, I understand, was Alexander Valley, is that correct, originally?
Yes, it was. And purposefully, I started this organization at the very tail end of 2014, and we are celebrating our 10 years. So
wow,
this is 10 years, everybody!
Yes.
Boop, boop. So we're having our 10th annual film festival this year, 10 years of education, 10 years of community screenings, and it started out of my home office in Cloverdale. And a shout out to Plank Coffee, which was probably the first public office that we had. Me and, you know, seven, eight, you know, I started collecting community members who love movies and love culture. The culture that can really rise up around art in that way. And we just started putting together, we started with education, and that first year we did conduct a film festival, which was in October for 6 or 7 years, and 2017, mm-hmm. our festival was 9 days after the fires. Mm-hmm. And we kept it, we just stripped it of anything champagne. Broke out some really good wine, had good food, got community together, and showed all the films that we had planned. Mm-hmm. We turned all of the host homes that we had reserved for filmmakers, we turned them back over into the community. We obviously lost a lot of stock, housing stock. People needed places to sleep. And the healing process began, and it really started right there with the festival. We had people, you know, cooking out of their freezers and their a lot of potlucks, mm-hmm. Just getting together, watching movies, chatting, neighbors seeing each other for the first time since the disaster. And that really is the ethos of the whole organization, was how do we take what we've got and make everything around us better? And so it started with education, and we had that first film festival, and it just grew, and now it's a 10-day event, which has been fire-chased into the spring. Mm. So it's now, the 10th festival will be April 26th to May 5th.
Nice.
And it's one of the things that we have done from the beginning and we've become known for is our pop-up cinema, because we've never had a home.
Right.
So we have cinema, we'll travel, we've popped up.
That doesn't sound that easy, to be honest.
You can come to my house.
Yeah, exactly.
We will for a small fee for our education programs. But yeah, we've been doing the drive-ins up in Cloverdale, and then we brought them to Healdsburg, and we pop up with wineries and restaurants and businesses, that kind of thing. So we do an amalgam of that kind of stuff over the festival. And then we'll have our new home, hopefully, at the end of this year.
All right. So that begs the question about the new home, which I was lucky to see a few months ago, just in sort of its early days.
Did you have to put a hard hat on?
Am I supposed to say yes? I'm not sure.
Not yes?
Not maybe. Yes.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I just was curious.
Nothing was happening.
There were no John Deere tractors inside.
No
John Deere tractors inside. But it was really inspiring.
Yes.
And just to even in its early form envision such a great place for the community to gather, certainly with the food and wine component within that. So tell us about this new home that is still kind of happening, still in progress.
Sure. And I want to go back and answer your original question too. We named it Alexander Valley Film Society to begin because we knew it would have to be a regional effort for it to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. And when I started it in Cloverdale, Alexander Valley, of course, touches Cloverdale, Geyserville, and Healdsburg.
Yep.
And that was the geographic area that we were considering and wanting to support initially. And it's grown past that. We have education programs in Lake County now, throughout Sonoma County. But we also found that Alexander Valley Film Society, the society became a little too highfalutin.
Yeah. We are talking John Deere tractors.
Yes,
and,
right.
That's
reasonable.
Most of the time.
Hard hats. Yeah.
Yeah, art house. Yeah. So society became a little highfalutin. And we didn't want to lose Alexander Valley, but AV Film kind of became the iteration of that that was a little bit more broad, a little bit more inclusive. And we are actually in the middle of a rebranding process, which is really ambitious and aspirational. Just saw the treatment on it last night, and it really is about the next step. And this home is about the evolution of who we are, what we've wanted to accomplish, and what we dream for the community, which is a place where everybody goes to see the movies. Mm. Whether it's are ag workers who are bringing families. We're looking at Spanish language programming again. That used to be a part of Healdsburg's, the fabric of that community. Spanish language programming, family-friendly nights, pay-what-you-can night, the best in independent cinema. Two of the three screens that we're envisioning will always play first-run Hollywood content. Because there is art in Transformers, and there is art in Die Hard. I mean, come on, one of the best movies ever.
Oh, yeah. And also just fun.
Yes, yeah. This right? is about
I mean,
fun.
Entertainment and Absolutely. Fun and enjoying time with your family and an experience. I mean, the cinema, the theater, going to a movie is just part of our just culture. I mean, in a way that, you know, we need more of, frankly.
Yeah, we do.
We need 100%. More fun.
More fun, please.
And those shared experiences are tough to find right now.
Yeah, they're really, and at an accessible sort of price and location. And well, we have so much more to learn, Virginie, I think, about all of this, because it's actually a physical place and you're starting to really build it out. But we do have to take a quick break.
We will take a quick break.
So more with Catherine and Alan when we get back.
On the good stuff with our guest Catherine Hecht of the AV Film Organization and Alan Baker, who is on the board and also
proprietor
of Cartograph Wines based in Healdsburg. Yes. Still,
and it's a small winery, so we basically just say all things Cartograph. So tractor driver, you know, winemaker extraordinaire, farmer, host,
social media director,
tour guide,
tree cutter,
trees and clearing clogged streams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's past.
Yeah, all of that, right? All of that.
So when we left, we were talking a lot about AV Film and sort of the genesis of that and this idea of having finally a home for this community, this intersection of the arts. Tell us about the home. Where is it? When will people be able to enjoy it? Kind of the philosophy behind it.
Yes. I love all your questions.
I'm just going to give them all at once.
Awesome. And then in that order. AV Film has our first home. We've taken leases on space in downtown Healdsburg. It is on the northwest, off the northwest corner of the plaza. There is a building there, locally known as the Swenson Building, where Bear Republic used to have their restaurant. They used to have a second space next to it with their stainless silos, where they house the beer. And that space is where we are building a boutique three-screen cinema in that space, that little 3,600 square foot space. For those who are curious, the Bear Republic restaurant has been remodeled, is in the process, and there's going to be a family-priced restaurant coming in there.
Nice.
And in combination with the new cinema, there's going to be this really lovely activation of that inner courtyard for the first time that Healdsburg's never seen before. So it brings a community space in addition to the plaza, adjacent to the plaza, more opportunity for outdoor events and retailers and that kind of thing. And this was a culmination or kind of a shift, actually, when the Raven Film Center closed in Healdsburg in July of 2020. Mm-hmm. As Alan said, we immediately set out to try and get it reopen and negotiated with the landlords for about 2 years. And it was just clear they weren't ready to have another cinema in there. And they were asking some prices that no cinema, commercial, or nonprofit would be able to bear. And of course, my experience watching my husband and his business, I just knew enough about the industry to know it wasn't sustainable.
Right.
And that has been what we've been chasing from the beginning, is how do we build sustainable arts organizations and offerings. So we found this smaller space, and all of a sudden it's a really great idea, because it's not a full build from the ground up build, but a build out that is smaller, more manageable, greener, more sustainable. And the industry is changing. You know, we are on the cusp of a new wave of cinema going that is more akin to the Cinematheque that you might find in Europe, in London. You walk to your local cinema, you go to the pub, have a pint, you raise your glass at a local restaurant, have a meal, go to the cinema, or do those things afterward, and then head home. Yeah. And it's so that place that you go is so sacred because it is a place where you know you're welcome, that you will feel safe, that you will feel like this is where I go to go on a date, this is where I take my family, this is where I go to chill out for a couple of hours, have some laughs. And one of the things that we're working on with wine growers is to create a really lovely wine program with with
yes, we are.
Some of our, especially some of our smaller growers, because that is what the arts are, bootstrappy and scrappy and big-hearted and very generous and compassionate. Sharing, it's a sharing field, and that's what our ag field is. And so if we get to highlight some of these folks in this way, then we get to, we're just expanding that community footprint of that intersection that we were talking about at the beginning.
Well, I love, because we talk a lot about just what an experience wine is. It plays such a unique role as a beverage that other beverages can't. I mean, if you want to just drink it and enjoy it, I've been there, done that a lot of times. But, you know, but more often it is something that's shared with friends. It's paired with food.
Right.
It's enjoyed over conversation. And I think having that connection of that experience, especially supporting our smaller wineries that are bootstrapping, that are making incredible wines, that have amazing backstories, add another experience where you're grounded, taking a breath, experiencing it with family and friends. It's a perfect intersection. And I just love that Sonoma County, more and more, we're understanding, supporting, elevating, raising up, including the arts as part of our Sonoma County experience, whether it's for the local community or guests visiting, that that becomes part of our DNA here. So it's super exciting to me.
It is. And I wonder, from Alan's perspective, just, you know, the wine community is full of people who have arts backgrounds or certainly arts interests.
Yes.
What do you see out there? I mean, how are you going to leverage sort of your community?
Well, you know, that's part of why we're here. I reached out to Carissa saying, look, you know, there's several wine sponsors stepped up as early supporters of the project and trying to reach out. And I know that there's a lot of people out there. You know, the winemaking community is smaller than you might really think, but at the same time, reaching out and finding who cares about what project and who really in their heart wants to support the arts and build this community up. And as a downtown business owner, I've seen the change in not having a walkable theater and not having, you know, those places to gather. And, you know, this vision that Catherine and her team have, it's really more about community and even economic development than it is just about the movies.
Right.
And along with the three cinema, you know, opening the Plaza Cinema Center, am I saying that right? There's offices and educational space upstairs, and you can talk a little bit about that. But I mean, this is a place where filmmakers can take a cheap flight from LA, come up and finish a film in her space at the Cinema Center, and that's an economic driver as well. So, and I've seen how wineries and related companies really dive in and support the arts, whether it's the Green Music Center, and I really feel like that there's enough support in our community surrounding Healdsburg and in Sonoma County that we can really set this up to be a thriving, long-term community resource. Yeah. And when you if their team were to try to just do a movie theater, that'd be one thing. But when you pull in the education and the nonprofit side of things, that's where you get to sustainability, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And for small wineries, it is hard to sometimes have a tasting room of your own.
Sure.
I mean, you could probably have a whole program just about that, Ellen. But you know, so for small producers, maybe for grower producers who have wine that they want to share, they want to expose people to, but don't have some place they can do that.
Sure.
I mean, this provides yet another venue that, you know, where that intersection happens.
Well, and I think how fun to even think about pairing the wines with different movies, right? Like, oh, you got your very, like, over the top, your Pinot Noir, you're out there, you're cool, so you're seeing the new latest, you know, you were joking about Transformers, whatever. But then I know you make a little Riesling, so this is a little understated, not as, you know, known in our community, so maybe there's this great art house film that's coming. You're like,
probably have a pairing for that, but I'll think about it.
So you think about it, but I mean, even that could be fun. Like, what are you enjoying? What's your movie wine? I mean, there's just so many things that can sort of elevate and connect the experience in a fun way.
In addition to like small producers who don't have those venues, this is also kind of a low pressure venue.
Yeah.
You're not trying to sell it to a somm who has to sell it for an over the top price.
Yes.
And
right.
It's really like, you know, popcorn and Riesling is really, really good.
It's really good.
You know, so it's
right.
Just
no,
like,
come enjoy an evening.
And it plays so well. I mean, we've been really focused on bringing wine to like sports and other things. This is exactly the next, you know,
absolutely.
Entertainment and wine has such a great intersection.
Right.
And art is entertainment.
And in our own community.
I know, how great is that? I don't have to travel.
It's really great.
I just get to road trip to Healdsburg.
Yeah. Well, we can do that together.
I know, I love that.
All right, we'll take another quick break, and when we come back, we will wrap things up with our guests.
On the good stuff, and our guests today are Catherine Hecht, with the executive director at AV Film, and Alan Baker, the co-owner, proprietor, do-it-all at Cartograph Wines. And speaking of the good stuff, I mean, this is truly good stuff we're talking about here, which is the AV Film and having this new location, and actually a permanent location, not a traveling pop-up location, but a permanent location in Healdsburg. So, Catherine, maybe just tell us, I mean, you're in the middle of this building project. Mm-hmm. So how do folks, I mean, what do you need? How does the community get involved? And then most importantly, how do we get tickets to the AV Film Festival that's coming up?
Great questions, all. So we are in the middle of a capital campaign that has not gone into its public phase yet. We do plan to launch the capital campaign publicly along with our brand new brand and architecture and name at the end of the festival. So in the meantime, if folks are philanthropically minded, please reach out to us. You can find how to contact us on our website, avfilmpresents.org. That's avfilmpresents.org. Festival tickets will go on sale March 31st. Passes and tickets will be on sale March 31st on the website. And then in the interim, too, as we're building out this wine collaboration / partner program, please reach out to me directly. You can find me through the website and or shoot Carissa a note. We're eager to really maximize this 10-year milestone and build this community in this really creative way. So please get in touch.
Yeah, we're super excited to partner with you and have a great entertainment experience right here in our backyard. So I love it when I don't have to get on a plane. I just get to jump in the car. So that's super helpful. And Alan, if we want to come try your wines, where do we do that at?
Our tasting room is downtown Healdsburg, about a block off the square on Center Street. We're right next to Valette Restaurant. Dustin's a good friend of ours. We do a lot of collaboration with him. So we're open Tuesday through Saturday, and there's that, and then cartographwines.com as well. So
so they can go to your website.
Yeah, happy to see you downtown.
Pop in, and what are the wines that you're making?
Yeah, we focus on Pinot Noir, Russian River Valley in particular, and we do rosé, and we do a little bit of Riesling. We added some Cab Franc this year.
Wow,
we're,
that's fun.
We're eyeing a new home in Dry Creek Valley, so we've got to add some of those more robust reds to our program. So
love it.
Give the people what they came here for.
And what is your website?
It is cartographwines.com.
Cartographwines.com. Excellent. Well, so much good stuff, as we said, going on.
I mean, I'd love to know from Catherine's perspective, like, are there some films that we should really think about seeing and during the festival? Like, are there some things that you're really excited about or came out of the local community?
Yes to all. Our director of programming just got back from an international scouting trip in Rotterdam and Tromso, and has...
As one does.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. You know. But some incredible international titles that will likely be U.S. premieres, although that is not vitally important to us, but films that have not been seen here, so that's exciting. And we do have a couple of local films that are... that they're bubbling up in the screening pool right now. Folks are really excited about it, so stay tuned. We'll probably have the whole slate announced mid to late March. Nice. But good stuff coming.
And as someone who's just a fan of film,
yeah,
you know, we paid for the online pass for Sundance that just wrapped up, and for anybody listening, the AV Film does an amazing job with their programming. I just can't believe we have this gym happening in our town. So yeah. Everybody should be there. It's pretty awesome.
Have you, through the education portion of what you do, have you had any films come through, you know, sort of some of the people that have spent time with you as students?
Oh, gosh, yes. We have some. The kids are okay. I'm just going to say that. The kids are okay. Awesome. Funny, bright, so creative. Through our summer film camps, we see dozens of 3 to 4 5-minute films, and no feature length from our students yet. It's only, so our students are maximum now 25 years old.
Yeah.
But we just see some really great stuff. And then we have a student film competition every year as part of the festival, and it's just going to be a blowout street party this year in Healdsburg. So yeah, good stuff.
All right. Well, with that, we want to thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
So many.
A lot of fun.
So many things
thank
happening.
You for having us. Yeah.
So avfilmpresents.org and cartographwines.com. And you've got access to all the good stuff we heard about today.
Here to wrap up the good stuff. What a fun program.
I know.
I love movies.
I love movies. I love wine. And frankly, I kind of like a fan of both of them.
I like it when they go together. I like drinking wine while watching movies.
Absolutely.
And I would probably like drinking wine if I was even making a movie.
I think so, but that sounds very ambitious.
I think it's probably been done.
I was thinking of just the talent I would need to make the movie part.
Yeah,
the drinking wine I'm much better at.
Okay. Well, speaking of wine, we
got some nice little gifts left behind.
I know. And so these are going to be the things that we will enjoy on Tuesday night, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm really, this is very appropriate, the wine I received from Alan and Carter Graff, because it's the 2017 Carter Graff Estate Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley. That's going to be my Tuesday night wine. And as we know, we started the good stuff based on post the 2017 wildfires. Drink the good stuff on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights and Thursdays and Mondays and Sunday afternoons and while watching movies.
Well, and I love Catherine's story about the film festival. Like, the show will go on even after the 2017 and fires. And so we're all big believers in that, I
absolutely
think. Well, my wine is also Carter Graff.
Woohoo.
Isn't that amazing? It's their Estate 21 Pinot Noir. And it is a specific, it's the Estate Vineyard, as I mentioned, but it's 100% 777 clone Pinot Noir.
Love
so
that.
They went deep.
That way you get to really understand what that clone delivers in a Pinot. I always think that's really fun to be able to try that.
It is very fun. So these will be very well enjoyed. I think everybody else should think about enjoying some Carter Graff wines Tuesday nights, Saturday nights, doesn't really matter.
Tuesday night, yeah.
While absolutely. Watching movies.
Or doing anything.
Okay, so between Transformers and Die Hard, what will you watch on Tuesday
what
when you're drinking
I
your wine?
Watch? You know, right now I am binge watching Madam Secretary.
Oh, okay.
Which is like old school. So I'm doing kind of TV.
Yeah.
I know.
which is very cinema-like these days. Right?
I just think I'm enjoying the political environment in fake TV more than real TV these days. So I'm just kind of kicking back with that and a glass of wine. So
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm trying to catch up on all the Oscar movies from
good for you.
Not just this year, but years past.
Years past. I know.
So I've got some work to do, but the wine will help me.
Well, there you go. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on the Good Stuff Hour today. Thank you to our guests. Thank you, Carissa.
Thank you, Virginie.
Thank you, John Deere.
We love John Deere.
From Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.